Hello and hi. Peace and love and eternal sunshine. Learn to give without the need for reciprocation. Let there be no selfish motive behind your generosity and love. If you have been blessed with a heart to give or the means to give, that is all the reward and recognition that you need. It is God that supplies you, and He will continue to do so for as long as you give and remain a vessel for Him to pour into. If there is any egotistical claim that I am giving or I am providing for you, then that grace will slowly recede. As long as you give with non-attachment and non-seeking of reciprocation, you will be poured into boundlessly, for He is infinite and His supply is infinite. There is no need to worry about others paying you back or reciprocating your actions when you know that your supply is infinite. But because you believe in lack and consider yourself to be the doer, you have a motive behind your actions of giving. You want your energy to be reciprocated or restocked. Which brings us to love. In matters of conjugal love and relationships, unrequited love seems to be the seed cause of their downfall and disapproval. And the reason being is that love is seen as an action or a transaction. When love is perceived as an action, of course there must be a reaction, and in this case, reciprocation. But love is beyond action. Love is an existence. Love is an essence and a expression of that existence. Love is what you are. Love is not what you do. Love is not what you do. Love is what you are. Love is who you are. You will grow to understand why love does not seek. It does not seek because it is. So why seek when you are? When you are love, you express it, you embody it, you exude it. It is your existence. When love is realized as your existence, then you freely share that existence, not seeking for the other person to mirror who you are. Because we see ourselves separate from love, it has become something that we do, a task, rather than something that we share and express. Love is your existence. Love is who you are. And if you truly love a thing, if you truly love, you love for what it is, not because of what it does for you. If you love a flower, or if you love flowers, in which I really do love flowers, but if you love a flower, you do so not because they do something for you or reciprocate your actions, but you love that flower because of the joy that it may bring by simply existing. Their existence alone brings you joy, and it makes you want to do for them. You see, love is not about you. Love is not about you. Love is devotion. Love is surrender. Love is losing yourself in union with the object of your love. Love is like yoga. Love is yoga. And yoga is union. In a relationship, there are two. But in love, there is only one. You are giving yourself. to yourself. That is love. That is love. That is true love. True love. And this love is the love that we must awaken to, that we must realize is our very own existence, and the existence that we exist in, and the existence that we have come from. This love is the love that Spirit has for us. This ever-giving love, without the need for reciprocation or even acknowledgement. That is true love. That is the greatest love you will ever experience and you will ever know. And that love is what you are. That love is what you are. You are love. You are love. You are peace and you are joy. And I send you myself. And I receive you as you are. In love. Peace and love. Love and light. Love. Love.